ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
सतगुरु वार की
on the day of the Sadguru,
आप सब की याद लेके,
carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself,
वतन में पहुंची,
as I reach the subtle region,
वतन में जाते ही एक बहुत सुंदर कमरा देखती
हूँ। I saw a very beautiful room.
कमरे में कई प्रकार के अलग अलग डिजाइन की चीजें।
There were a variety of items, letters, differently designed.
एक एक चीज को ध्यान से देख रहे थे।
Baba was looking at each item very closely. After a few seconds, Baba looked towards me and said, "Come, child." I then asked Baba, "Baba, what are you looking at?" Baba started to smile and said, "The children know that they are bidding farewell to the old year and preparing for the new year."
और इस पुराने वर्ष के अंदर बाप बच्चों का पुरुषार्थ।
Baba is looking at the efforts, the spiritual efforts, their dedication to their efforts and service plans in the past year. So according to their capacity, the children have made efforts number wise. So looking at the children's spiritual endeavor, Baba is very pleased. Baba says the children have done well. There have been some storms and some have crossed over those storms that came to them. Some got lost in the chaos a bit. Some were playing with the storms. Because of the father's company, there's always been safety of Baba's children. And as Baba was going around this beautiful room, there were many of Baba's children who were looking at Baba in the room. They were looking through the window into the room. And so then Baba noticed them and started to call everyone inside. And Baba started to give them the return of their love. Baba said, "Now Baba is going to take you to another room." And as Baba led everyone to the next room, there was a table and there were five types of bindis on the table. One bindi was very subtle. The second one was a double bindi, a bigger bindi on the top, smaller one on the bottom. And the third bindi had a star sparkling in the center. And the fourth bindi, it had star-like shape to it. So Baba then told the children, "Take one bindi and apply it on your forehead." And as some children took up the first bindi, the bindi was falling from their fingers. It was very difficult to catch hold of that bindi and apply it on their forehead. The bindi was also not getting placed in the right place. It was not in the center of the forehead, some up, some down. So they were laughing at this as well. And then some took the second bindi, the double bindi, and it started shaking as they took it in their hand. And some children were taking the third bindi, and the expansion was increasing. The fourth one was, the bindi was going, moving downwards. Baba smiled and then explained, "Children, did you see this? What do the children have to do in the new year?" The first bindi represented the children stabilizing in their stage of self-respect and make yourself the one who applies the tilak on your forehead. In the world, whoever applies a tilak, it has to be placed right in the center of the forehead. If it's not done properly, then that tilak holds no value. That bindi holds no value. And so, the true tilak is of stabilizing yourself in your self-respect. And that will give you new experiences. The second bindi reminded us, the double bindi was the soul, Baba's soul, a point, I am a point as well. So when I remember that, I'll be able to glorify and reveal the Father and experience myself also in my complete perfect stage. Now is the time for you, people of the world, have to want to see the glorification of the Father through you. Baba has made you instrumental for this. Through your faces, others should experience that God has come. So this is the service and effort you have to make in the new year. Thirdly, Baba said, sometimes when the children move along, they have new questions arise in the children. They do apply the full stop of drama, the point of drama, but while doing that, they sometimes forget. And they are not able to understand the different forms of Maya. Sometimes they apply the tilak correctly, sometimes not. So the children have to pay attention that time is transforming, but within that time, different kinds of subtle storms, winds of Maya are going to come that you don't realize. So within your spiritual efforts, when you're inspiring others to make efforts, while you're looking at others, don't come into why, what and how. Because of those questions, you get trapped in drama and you're not able to apply the full stop of drama. So you have to make yourself complete, perfect, so you need to make sincere efforts in this. Whatever scene of drama you see, it is beneficial. Take drama along with you and move ahead. Stay as the detached observer, see yourself under the canopy of protection and perform your actions. Then you will not come under the effect of any situation. You will remain light in every scene and continue to progress. Fourthly, Baba talked about the fourth star, the fourth bindi. These days, scientists are able to create so many new inventions on the basis of the atom. But with your power of silence, what do you children have to do? You have to merge the scenes of the future world. Through your silence, accumulate new experiences, bring about transformation with your power of silence. Make yourself perfect, complete, and continue to take blessings from the Father. Baba then emerged all the children in front of him, and Baba was giving everyone very loving drishti. Along with that, Baba said, Baba showed a round clock in front of the children. And Baba said, just look at the clock, it's moving very quickly. The cycle of time is also moving very quickly. And why is this happening? It is only moving fast because of you children. People look at what's happening in the world, they get scared what's happening in the world. But for you, this cycle of time which is moving ahead, it is benevolent, it is moving ahead for perfection, for Baba's glorification. So by looking at the cycle of time, make your inner stage very strong and bring about perfection within yourself. Some of the children are making plans for the new year, for service and for self-efforts. So Baba said, make your plans, but make your inner self-stage very powerful. Practice staying in silence more and more. I then placed the bhog in front of Baba. Baba then remembered on his own. Baba said, "You must have brought remembrances from many souls today." I then shared with Baba that special family has come to Madhuban for the bhog of the special jewel Lavina Ben, and there's also bhog for many other souls. I shared all of that with Baba. Baba emerged all these souls in front of him and offered them the bhog. After that, Baba shared specific messages for each one. Baba shared that. Baba then emerged all the children once again and fed all the children bhog. I then offered bhog to Baba also. Baba gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.